The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Methinks we're going to have a hell of a lot to talk about this afternoon, Rolien Marks. Are you well and ready to go?
Right, let's get into it.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's understand why Amnesty International has delegitimized the entire state of Israel and turned it into a criminal entity. I'm speechless.
Well, we are speechless. You know, this report that is so unbelievably flawed in so many ways, from the inventing of a definition of apartheid to citing international law, but not actually giving proper references, who these lawyers were, what they said, to the calling basically of the dismantling of the Jewish state, to ignoring Palestinian intransigence, to even the labeling of the report itself. It is so full of holes. And of course, we can't forget that Amnesty International were one of the vocal components at the Durban 2001 conference against racism. And that was when this campaign by NGOs and their supporters to question or draw into question Israel's legitimacy as the nation state of the Jewish people by attaching this label of apartheid, the slur. Anyone who's visited Israel knows that it's not true. Now there's a true in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. They begin their report in 1948 with the inception of the Jewish state, negating the context around it. Context does not play in this report. Yeah. I've read it. It's absolutely nauseating. Very good for papering a birdcage or something like that. But it really is absolutely appalling, to the point where the United States State Department, who don't comment on these kind of reports, said that it's absolutely absurd. They reject all attempts to label Israel as an apartheid state as absurd, and they pledge their support for the Jewish right to self-determination, as does our Meretz MK, who himself is an Arab Israeli, who says that Israel might have many problems in an apartheid state. We're not. Germany has just joined the chorus, rejecting terms such as apartheid. And this is very interesting, because we are now seeing countries from a state level use this kind of language. We have had consensus from the left, J Street, the Anti-Defamation League, right through to bipartisanship in the American Congress, with a few exceptions, I'm sure you know who they are, right through to our own tremendous allies, South Africa, Friends of Israel, and so many more, coming out in downright condemnation of this embarrassment of a report. A lot of the language being used around it is that it's anti-Semitic. Yeah. And Amnesty International say they utterly reject, quote unquote, Israel's barefaced lie that we are anti-Semitic. But you know, when you make these kind of allegations and use language that's actually not too different from that used in Mein Kampf, when you start talking about Jewish supremacy, ethnic cleansing, and using all this kind of language, you're crossing the line. You're crossing the line when you start heading into the areas that call for the dismantling of the Jewish nation state. You have now gone into that legal definition of anti-Semitism by IHRA, the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance, which determines that legally as anti-Semitism.
You know, as you're talking, I'm just thinking, I think it was Hillel Noyer who addressed the UN and said, Algeria, where are your Jews? Libya, where are yours? Tunisia, where are yours? Egypt, where are yours? Yemen, where are yours? They ethnically cleansed their Jewish populations, but not a word.
Well, absolutely. And some interesting anecdotes while we're talking about Hillel Noya, who exposed some of the CEO of Amnesty International's double standards, you know, the support that they have given to regimes like ISIS, like the Taliban, who themselves have engaged in ethnic cleansing. There was a request for Amnesty International to get involved in an inquest into anti-Semitism in the United Kingdom recently. They refused on the ground that it should be against all discrimination. So they're rejecting the Jewish experience and the Jewish narrative there as well. There have also been investigations into Amnesty International on the treatment of their own staff and the hiring of staff who support terror regimes. So Amnesty International, as a legitimate human rights organization, has been basically blown out of the water. And you know, I'm going to make it very, very simple. It's like, you don't get to juice blame to us what anti-Semitism is. So Callum Bard, the CEO, she says she's absolutely surprised and shocked that we would call Amnesty International's report anti-Semitic.
Well, we'll all have to make up our own minds about that one. Another really controversial topic today is the issue of Whoopi Goldberg. I just wanted to see a listener weighed in a little bit earlier saying, what's all the fuss about? Just leave her alone.
Well, this is a very interesting one because it, first of all, I think one thing that has come to the fore is that we are now having very, very important discussions about Holocaust and Jews and anti-Semitism being excluded from the spectrum of racism and also rising anti-Semitism. So I want to say thank you to Whoopi Goldberg for that. Look, I'm not a fan of cancel culture. I find it abhorrent and counterproductive, and I don't necessarily agree she should have been suspended. I do think, however, that she should use her time wisely and take Yad Vashem up on their offer and come here and bend time at Yad Vashem and spend time with survivors and spend time in Israel, even though she's been here and is a friend of Israel, and she's not an anti-Semite.
Yeah.
But these comments are important because when we look at, and it is a sensitive issue, the issue of race, and we see it through the prism of intersectionality, the way Jews are viewed is that we are all white, and because many of us have done well, we sit in the pinnacle of privilege. And that when it comes to race, it doesn't necessarily involve Jews unless you're dealing with neo-Nazis or white supremacists. But as we know, we are far more complicated a people because we are not just a religion, we are also a race. We were marked for extermination based on our race. And this is a very, very sensitive and delicate area. And that's why you cannot see all forms of discriminations in strictly color lines.
So I wanted to say to that, no, you make perfect sense, and I agree with you 100%. And I was wondering, because I truly don't think she is anti-Semitic, but I do think that she's a victim of critical race theory. I think that is what is so incredibly prevalent in the thought palaces of the US at the moment. And she's adopting what they think without having analyzed it and thought about it herself. She's not a stupid woman. Like you say, she needs to use the time wisely and recalibrate.
Well, I agree with you 100%. I don't think she's an anti-Semite, and I think people accusing her of it are being extremely, extremely unhelpful. But critical race theory, you know, this is where we see the dangers of critical race theory playing out.
Ro, we're out of time. We leave it there. What an interesting discussion, and we'll chat again tomorrow.
Absolutely.